Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Amen and amen and amen. Wow, what a blessing today. 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 Just slip your hands to the Father this morning. Father, we thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 69. Hold on as we read the scripture before we pray. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 69. Still looking at the subject in pursuing a vision. Or in pursuance of vision. Pursuing vision. Remember the prophetic theme for the month is we beheld this glory and glory and vision. Glory, your vision determines your glory. The vision determines your glory. The vision determines your glory and beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Your vision determines your glory. Say, my vision determines my glory. He said that, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I'll fill this house with glory, says the Lord. Oh, come on. You shouldn't miss some words, you know. When God is speaking, oh, there's a scripture that says, that saith the Lord. You shouldn't go without a response. Is anybody here? So let me go to the sermon again. He said that I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I'll fill this house with glory. Say, as the Lord of hosts. Verse number 8, I say that as silver is mine, gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Continue right now. He said that, and look at what he's saying. He said that the glory of this latter house shall be greater. Before, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our hearts are overwhelmed and we are overblown by your love and your mercies, your favors and your loving kindness. How awesome and how powerful is to be in your presence. We thank you that this morning we have not come just to excite our egos and feel good within ourselves and not really hear from you. Our core mandate this morning is that we will have a word that will align us in the vision and in the path that you have prepared for us. Holy Spirit, this is your moment once again. Come brood over your word. 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 Let your word be transformed into substance. The raw word of God be processed into a finished product in our lives. May we behold the glory of the word manifest in our lives. Holy Spirit, fill this atmosphere with your presence. Bless us, Jesus. Bless us, Jesus. Bless us, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done in Jesus' name. Everybody shout a big amen. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of our Lord. Amen and amen. Shout, I'm blessed. Amen. Wow. I believe God is blessing us this month, leading and guiding us, showing us the way and His purpose and plans for our lives. And I believe it's a great thing to know what God has designed and destined for your life. It is very important for us to understand from the scriptures that say that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than of the former. I want to believe that by now it is clear to many of us that we are living in the last days. Praise God. The scripture started talking about the last days many, many years ago. And I believe that we are living in the latter days of the last days. The latter days of the last days. And the Bible said that the latter day shall be filled with glory. It shall be days of glory. The last day's church will be a church that is filled with the glory of our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this glory will be greater than that of the former. I came to let you know that you are about to experience something you have never experienced in your life before. God is taking you to a level and a height that you have never envisaged. Something greater is about to fall upon your life. Even in these days, God has set your glory to be greater like never before. Somebody is blessed. The latter day glory is characterized by two major or three important things. The latter day glory, as the scriptures describe, number one, is characterized by beauty. Say beauty. It's characterized by beauty. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 7, Isaiah chapter number 60, verse number 7, the Bible says that all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto the rams of Nebaioth, shall minister unto thee, and they shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my Lord. Glory. Praise God. Other version said, and I will beautify the house with my glory. I will beautify my house with glory. Somebody is blessed. In Psalm 146, verse number 6, 4 to 6. Psalm 146, verse number 4 to 6. Again, he talked about beauty. He said that his breath goeth forth. He returned to his earth. In that very day, his thought perished. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Now he says, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Somebody's blessed. Now we must understand that the last day church, which is the greater glory church, is a church that is characterized by beauty. He will beautify his house. He will adorn his house. And when we're talking about the house, we're not talking about bricks and mortar, but we are talking about a house that is not built with hands. We are talking about you. God says, I will beautify you. The second characteristics of the Latter-day Glory Church is that it is a church that is worthy. The second characteristic is wealth. 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 We just read in Haggai chapter number 2, verse number 8. He said that silver is mine Gold is mine. Silver is mine. Gold is mine, says the Lord. He said, and I will shake the heavens. Praise God. And all the desires of the nation shall come. Praise God. So it is also characterized by wealth. Again, in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse number 3. 1 Kings 20, verse number 3. Say that, thy silver and thy gold is mine. Thy wives also and thy children, even the godliest, are mine. Praise God. So when God says that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, it means that there will be so much prosperity. Amen. Oh, that is weak for somebody here.
Amen.
Because God will release silver and he will release gold unto his people. This is something you cannot work for it. It is only giving. No amount of work, no amount of salary can release the wealth of God into your life. Is anybody here with me? It is not something you work out for, but it is something that God is giving. And now let's look out for it. A time is coming that churches are going to command the whole economy of a nation.
Amen.
Very soon. It has even started. It has even started. Is anybody here with me? That is the latter day glory. That's the latter day glory. I'll never forget the statement that our vice president made, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia made when he visited the Church of Pentecost. He said that people in government should come and learn from the church. Should come and learn from the church. Because when he sees the things that the church is doing, if they apply the same principles in governance, it will help the nation to move on. And it has already started. And I pray that you and I will not be left out.
Amen.
When God is filling his house with hoard, with glory. Again, the latter day glory is also characterized with power. It characterized with power. Say power. It takes power to manifest God's glory. It takes power to manifest God's glory. It takes power to manifest God's glory. Come on, drop it. It takes power to manifest God's glory. But without power, you cannot manifest glory. Amen. But, in spite of all that we have said, a man who is in the latter days for the latter day glory cannot manifest his glory until something happens. You cannot come into your glorious moments until something happens. You cannot begin to see the beauty, the wealth, and the power until something happens. Just as the church is in its glorious days, men in the church are also in their glorious moments. So it's not something that is isolated. The church is in glory, therefore the people who are in the church are also in their glorious moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 1 to 3, Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 1 to 3, there we see the glory of the church and the glory of individuals. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
Now verse 2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon your life.
Amen.
Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
Now what is this scripture saying? Go back to verse number 2. It means that everywhere will be dark, and in darkness you will shine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that darkness covers the air, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen in thee. So glory makes you shine. Say, glory makes you shine. Is anybody here with me? Yes, glory makes you shine. Glory makes you shine. Verse number 3. Then he went on to say that, and the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing. So you, the individual who are living in the latter day should also come to the place of shining. Shining. So the latter day glory is meant for individuals who are living in the latter days to also what? Shine. To shine in every area of their lives. Somebody is blessed. But the medium through which an individual will shine in any area of your life is through the instrumentation of vision. The only way by which an individual will shine, or there shall be a corporate shining as a church or as individual, is through the instrumentation of God, your vision. And I believe by now you know that discovering God's plan and purpose for your life is what we call what? Vision. Are you with me? How many of you follow the series? Praise God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 verse number 4 and 5, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God says that I knew you. I knew and I've ordained you. And I've set you apart, consecrated you, and ordained you to be what? A prophet. Praise God. God had called and set apart Jeremiah for a purpose. He was set for a purpose. He was set for a purpose. Now, discovering God's plan and purpose for your life is what we call what? Vision. Somebody's blessed. I believe by now you should know. Now, the glory in which you come into, or the glory which one needs in order to shine, comes on the altar of discovering your vision. Is that point established? Hallelujah. So the glory is releasing yourself into God's plan for your shining. The glory is releasing yourself into God's plan for your what? For your shining. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Now, your shining, as I've already indicated, is in the midst of darkness. Because without darkness, light is not of use. It takes you to bright better when there is what? Darkness. And the Bible says that the whole world is in darkness. Even gross darkness, the people. But the Lord will arise over you.
Amen.
And you will shine. Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, your shining in the midst of darkness is related to what God has designed for you. Your shining in the midst of darkness is related to what God has designed for you. Praise God. Now, whenever vision is discovered, it must be perceived. Whenever vision is discovered, it must be heard, perceived. Vision discovered and not perceived is almost like vision not discovered at all. Are you following me? Every vision that is discovered must be heard, perceived. A vision that is discovered and not perceived is a vision not discovered at all. For example, you have a vision to go to Accra. Then you don't make any attempt. You don't do anything. You are just sitting there. Yet you have a vision to go to where? Accra. Praise God. You are a person who didn't have a vision at all, because there was no what? Movement. Praise God. Now, the scriptures makes us to understand in Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2 to 3. He says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets or tables, that he may run that readeth it." He may what? Run that readeth it. Go to verse number 3. He says that, "For the vision is yet for what? An appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not what? Tarry." So verse 2 says that, write the vision. Write the vision on tables and on tablets. And anyone that finds it may run with it. Anyone that read it. So visions are supposed to be run with. Visions are supposed to be what? Run with. In running with the vision that God has set before you is what we call pursuing. It's what we call what? Pursuing. Running. So vision discovered must be run with. Running with it is what we call what? Pursuing. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not sit on your vision, but you will run with it. Running means to act upon it. To act upon it. To take a step of that which God has shown you. As I said, not running with a vision is equal to not having vision at all. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. So in pursuing a vision, there are things we must know. We must run with it. Running with it is pursuing. So there are things that validate God's plan when you are pursuing vision. Somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that validates God's plan for your life when you are pursuing is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month. What validates God's plan for a man's life is thanksgiving. In pursuing your vision, there is one thing that always validates. When I say validates, it makes it happen. It helps you. It helps you to be able to pursue your vision. The things one of them that helps you to pursue your vision is thanksgiving. Tell somebody thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You must understand that vision is in pages and in chapters. Vision is in what? Pages and in what? In chapters. And before you move from one page to another page, from one chapter to another chapter of your life, the things God has prepared for you, what validates or what makes you pursue page after page, chapter after chapter, is your thanksgiving. Without thanksgiving, you are not permitted to move from one page of your life to another page. Without thanksgiving, you are not permitted to move from one chapter of your life to another chapter of your life. Is anybody here with me? Is anybody here with me? Because vision is in pages and it's in all chapters. Until you acknowledge God for the first page, He doesn't open up the second page for you. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Yes. Until you acknowledge Him. I told you, during the series, I can't really remember the particular day, but I said that vision is heavenly and ambition is earthly. Praise God. So if you want to know the vision of God for your life, you must acknowledge heaven for every good thing in your life. If you want to move from one page of your life, his vision opens like a page. It opens like a chapter. One page onto another. One chapter onto another. You will never be able to see the next chapter if you failed to thank Him for the previous or where you are. Is anybody here with me? And what is thanksgiving? Acknowledging God for every good thing in your life. Acknowledging God for every good thing in your life. Acknowledging God for every good thing in your life. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. So pursuing vision is impossible without thanksgiving. Without acknowledging the hand of God regularly. Not once. Without acknowledging the hand of God continuously in your life, you are not opened up to the next level for you. Somebody is blessed. Now let's see example with God. The book of Genesis opens us to the creation of the world and the earth. Psalm number 24 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. So, in the beginning was creation. In the beginning was creation. And everything we see came by God's creation. God made it. He made it. By the spoken word, He spoke into being and the things came. But let's look at God in action. God wanting to have everything we see. Because everything that we see was a vision, something God had to accomplish, fulfill. Something that has to come into fulfillment. He said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it. All this was in the mind of God. But how did this unfold? How did it unfold? gradually, as God was creating, at any point in time, he will pause. Let's get into the scripture and read more about it. Now, I want you to go to Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 10. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 10. Now, everybody lift your head and look from the screen. Now, and God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters, called he seas. And God saw it was good. Hold it. God made the heavens and the earth. He made the earth and he made the sea. And he hadn't finished everything he wanted to do. Oh, come on. Can I push it? God had not finished everything that he wanted to do. But at that level, when the earth was formed, when the sea was made, the Bible said, and God saw it and said it was what? Good. Good there means God gave time. He appreciated the first level or that which has already been what? Been done. Is anybody here with me? Now let's go to verse number 12. Again, verse number 12. Now, everybody read with me. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs, yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing.
Amen.
God had not finished it yet. Remember, he has not even created a man. There are many things that he is yet to do. But at every stage, he paused and gave thanks. At every stage, he said that it was good. Let's go to verse number 18 just for me to prove my point. Verse number 18. Now, everybody go. And to rule over the night and over the... Okay, whichever way. And to divide the light from darkness. Again, everybody go. And God saw that. I mean, he himself created the things. No. Come to think of it, he's God all by himself. He is making it up. But yet, every stage, God himself will acknowledge and thank himself that this is good. Amen. Praise God. Now, until we come to a point, until we come to a level of acknowledging God for every stage in which he brings us into, we are not opened up to the next page of our lives. Vision is in pages and it's in what? Chapters. Until the next chapter be opened, have you given thanks? Did you acknowledge him for what he did for you earlier? Is somebody here with me? Oh, come on, don't look at me and say yes. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
Are you getting something this morning? Then you are blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, thanksgiving is appreciating God. Number one, for who he is and what he has done. Drop that for me. Thanksgiving is appreciating God for who he is and what he has done. Thanksgiving is appreciating God for who he is. You can imagine God giving thanks to himself. Say, it is good. It is good. God has given you life. It is good. He has given you something. It is good. It is not all that you expect to have, but it is still good. Oh, come on. Are there people here with me? No, until you come to that level, you don't discover more of what God's vision for your life is. Many of us are looking down on what it seems to be little for us. Amen? because you think that you have not received what you are expecting, then all your prayers should be, give me Lord, give me Lord, give me Lord. But God expects you to pause and thank him for what he has already done for you. Is anybody here with me? Somebody is blessed once again.
Amen.
Amen. If you're thanking God, it's in relation to fulfilling your vision through persons, then it has to be characterized by the following. If you're thanking God, it's in relation to fulfilling God's vision for your life, in pursuing, or if you are pursuing vision with thanksgiving, then it has to be characterized by these three. Am I making myself clear? Are you sure? Now, if you are using thanksgiving in pursuing, I've already established the fact that in discovering your vision, you must run with it. Running with it means pursuing the vision. Are you with me? Now, one of the things that helps us to pursue our vision is thanksgiving. Is it clear? Good. Now, in thanksgiving, it has to be characterized by three important things. Number one, in that case, you don't just give thanks, but your thanksgiving must be characterized by three important things. Your thanksgiving should be always ceaseless. Ceaseless. Which means that your thanksgiving should not cease. You shouldn't thank God today and stop tomorrow. It should be continuous. There is no stage in your life, in your pages of life, in your chapters of life, that your thanksgiving should stop. Is anybody here with me? Your thanksgiving should be what? Ceaseless. Always thanking him. Always praising him. Hebrews chapter number 3 verse 17. No, Habakkuk, sorry. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. He says that though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine. No fruit be in the vine. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. And the flock shall be cut off from the fold. There shall be no hair in the store. Though the fig tree shall not blossom. This situation is an ugly situation. It's not a pleasant situation. It's a situation that doesn't call for any joyous moments or any happy moments. But yet, the psalmist says in verse number 18, he said, yet. Push somebody and say, yet.
Yes.
I'm not preaching about this today. But yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my continuous, ceaseless praise.
Amen.
I may not have seen it yet, but I will still rejoice.
Amen.
I have not gotten what God wants me to get, but I will still rejoice.
Amen.
I will not let anything take away my joy. I will still rejoice. I will rejoice. So, your thanksgiving, which is supposed to be a vehicle in pursuing your vision, must be ceaseless. For me, until I have received or until all is done, I will not stop it. And even if it is done, I will still continue it, because that which it took me to receive, that same will take me to preserve. Is somebody here with me? Number two characteristic of your thanksgiving as you pursue your vision is that it should not be from your head, but from your heart. Thanksgiving, it shouldn't be from your head, but from where? What do I mean when thanksgiving is from your head? You see, the mind is full of many things. The mind is full of what? You know, you can think about two things at the same time. Do you know that? I don't know how sometimes we do it, but they wouldn't have got it. They can think about three or four things at the same time. At the same time, they are thinking about this, they are thinking about this. Hey! So when your thanksgiving is coming from your mind, sorry, your mind and your head, it is not pure. It is not pure. It is not pure. And that means it is subject to the happenings and whatever is happening around you. Is anybody here with me? But if it is from your heart, it doesn't matter what surrounds you. It doesn't matter what is going on, you will still give thanks. So thanksgiving should not come from your head, but it must come from where? Your heart. Psalm number 9, verse 1 to 2. Psalm 9, verse 1 to 2. Let's use that. He said that, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my heart. Come on, with my heart. With my whole heart, I will show forth all thy marvelous. Verse number 2. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praises to thy name, O Most High. Somebody's blessed. I said, somebody's blessed. Yes. Don't thank him from your head. Don't thank him from your head. Thank him. Number 3 characteristics of your thanksgiving, which is in pursuance to the vision that God has for you. It must be done with everything within you. It must be done with everything within you. Praise God. Your amen is weak. It must be done with all, everything within you. Psalm 1. Verse number 1 to 3. It must be done with everything within you. It must be done. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is what within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his heart. Thanksgiving must be done with everything within you. Listen, you don't need music. You don't need sound to before you thank God. Are you? You are blessed. I said you don't need what? Music. Before you do what? Push somebody and say you don't need music. Listen, your 32 teeth is the keys. There is no sound you cannot make with your mouth. What is playing? I can do everything with my mouth. Amen. Amen. You don't need. Some of you think that until you come to the church and we play the keyboard and the drums begin to play, then that is where. Play that for me. You replay what pa na 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 na. Who is playing? You see, whatever he's playing is coming from him, not from this. Oh, come on, you are not here. Are you with me? It's not the keyboard that is determining the sound, but the sound is determined by him. Is somebody here? It is that which is in him that he is playing. The hands are moving. Praise God. So you don't need an environment. Let everything that is within you, 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 your hands must praise him, your mouth must praise him, your nose must praise him, your intestine must praise him, everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Somebody shout, yeah. That is why when you come to church, you don't need to wait for the song leader to excite you. You are a praise yourself. Come on, drop your hand and praise myself. Hallelujah. You can imagine everything within you is praising God.
Amen.
That is when you are pursuing your vision. You are running with what? I don't joke with my first service worship. I don't joke. Today. No. There are too many distractions that will draw you away when it is time to praise God or to thank him. Amen. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. No one to play drums or keyboard, we will still praise God. They won't project the West, we will still up. Do we have to be on Facebook before we start service? Masa, tell somebody, Masa. Amen. Yeah, that is church for you, and that is preaching for you. Somebody is blessed. So these are the three characteristics of a kind of thanksgiving that God requires. Number one is what? It must be heard. Number two, it must be from your heart, not from where. And number three, everything. Somebody is blessed. Now in this service I'm giving you one. What is in thanksgiving that helps you in pursuing your vision? What is in thanksgiving that helps you in pursuing? We have seen that your thanksgiving must be ceaseless. It must be what? Ceaseless. It must come with everything within you. So what is in it? What is in it? Tell somebody what is in it. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Zephaniah. Yeah. Somebody doesn't know where it is. It's in the Old Testament. Amen. Tell somebody it's in the Old Testament. Yes. Zephaniah. Verse 3 verse 7. Everybody read with me. He said that the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Again, go with me to Psalm 22, verse number 3. Psalm 22, verse number 3. He said that, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Now, the answer is, when we give God a ceaseless praise, when we give God a heartfelt thanksgiving, When we thank him with everything within us, we thank him with everything within us, we receive God's presence with us. We receive God's presence. He said, but thou, O Lord, thou inhabited the praises of people, of his people. You receive God's presence. God comes down. He said, go to Zephaniah. He said that the Lord is in the midst. The Lord is in the midst. The Lord is in the midst of his people. And he's not slow. He's not small. He's not weak. But in the midst of his people, he is
mighty.
Look at you. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Hey, how many of you want to see the might of God in your midst? He is mighty. The Lord in the midst of his people is what? Mighty. So, anytime we use thanksgiving in pursuing God's vision, we receive God's presence. And the greatest asset of every child of God is the presence of God. The greatest asset. The greatest asset is not power. It's not power of God. No. The greatest asset is not, The greatest asset for every child of God is his presence. The presence of God. Paul said, if God be for us, if God be for me, who can be against me? We are talking about the presence of God with me. With me as a person, with me as a church, if God be for me, who can be against us? In Acts chapter 10, verse number 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all them that are sick and raising the dead. And God was with him. He was able to do everything that he did. He went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, not because he was powerful, but because God was with him. The presence, the presence, the presence, the presence. You need it. At the second service last week, I spoke about the presence of God. But today, in a different dimension, I want you to know that the presence of God is what every child of God needs. It is, must be your greatest need. Your greatest need. It is something that you need. Hallelujah. So, in securing his presence, he comes to align himself with your vision. And he helps you to pursue and to fulfill that vision. The Lord in the midst of Israel is mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He didn't end there. He said, and then he went on and says that he is ready or willing to what? To save. He said that he will save. 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 What is bringing the salvation? And what brought the presence? Thanksgiving. 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 Is anybody here with me? So what is in thanksgiving that helps you to perceive
my vision, life?
I want to get there. Lord, let me get there. As you strive, Lord, I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you for what you are doing in my life. I thank you. At least I have education. I thank you. I have a parent. I thank you. I have brothers and sisters. I thank you. I have a good pastor. I thank you. I am saved. I'm not married, but yet I'm saved. I thank you. When the marriage comes, Lord, I thank you for giving me a good husband, a good wife. I don't have a child yet, but I thank you that you have given me a wife. I thank you that you have given me a husband. Then come, the baby will come. Lord, I thank you for my baby. I thank you for my baby. I thank you. The Bible says, as you keep on doing that, the Lord becomes mighty. And he's always serving you. He's always serving you. He's always serving you. Don't sit down, waste your time murmuring and complaining, blaming people for your trouble. Start thanking. He said, he will rejoice over thee with joy.
Amen.
You haven't seen God joy. Some of you think God doesn't sing. So he needs, you know, in fact, everything is changing. Theology is also changing. Amen. How many of you belong to the old school? You have been to the old school before. Let me raise your hands. And I'm a pain. You have a sorry rat. Now, you know, let me say, I dear back up and rat into me. I dear back up and rat in your day. And he's saying, oh, sorry, no. Want to catch it all? Now, I cannot meet my mother. He said, Yanko Pope, away, you know, no day. He said, oh, no, you went to me to own us all your day. In your dreams. I said, in your heart. Sir, and your biblical. You can't do that, Amon. Amen. Me as a woman go to school, be. Yeah, it's awesome. Nya kape. I must say, but them okra nya must like it. Because when you say, "Tell us why nya go pon nya ye ye," man, that's all. The Bible said that he will rejoice over you. I'm not crying. Oh, you are here. He's happy because of you. Is anybody here with me? Hush. Hush. Because his presence is there. Wow. He will rest in his love. And he will joy over thee with God. Marty. Who is singing here? And my dear back open. There's one thing that God cannot do. Thank God someone can sing. Amen. God sings. Say, God sings. He praises himself. Amen. So don't wait for somebody to come and tell you, there's one thing God cannot do. Every day of your life must be a day of thanksgiving. When you do that, you receive his presence. Tell somebody, I receive his presence. Somebody's blessed. And you see, the presence of God, as I've already said, I'll get deeper some other time, but for the sake of time, the presence of God is everything to the believer. Number one, he takes over your vision. He takes over your vision. He takes over your vision. He takes over your vision, and he works with your vision. He pushes your vision forward. He makes your vision non-stoppable. Amen. I mean, you can imagine. Let me give this scenario so that for better clarification and understanding. I mean, when the president is moving with an entourage or a convoy, a convoy. Do you know that everybody in the convoy enjoys the same benefit of the president? When there's a barrier and the president's car passed the barrier, so long as you are in the convoy, you also pass. Are you with me? When there's a speed ramp. So when the presence of God comes, because you are part of where his presence has filled, you enjoy his fullness.
Amen.
Oh, come on. I thought I have the right people here. Is anybody here? Amen. You enjoy. You automatically does what?
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Because you are part. And God says that the Lord inhabits the praise of his people. Don't spend your life murmuring and complaining and becoming bitter about life. Start thanking him. As you thank him, he opens you to the next page of your life. I thought this should be another message altogether. Now let me give you one last point that I'm done. One last point. Let's tell somebody one last point. Now listen. In order to stay consistent in thanksgiving, two things are very important. In order to stay consistent in thanksgiving, two things are very important. In order to stay consistent in thanksgiving. Because we have seen that thanksgiving is what causes us to receive his what? No, I'm talking to the whole church. Thanksgiving is what causes us to receive what? Do we all agree on that? Okay. Then there are two things that will make our thanksgiving consistent. Anytime you are thanking God, you need to have this. You need to have this. You need to have this. Number one, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. Isaiah 61 verse 3. What does it say? Oh, look at you. It said that to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be all glorified. So here, the first thing we need is the garment of praise. The garment of praise. The garment of praise. Praise must be a garment. You must put on your garment of praise every time, every season. If you want to consistently have the presence of God in your life as you pursue your vision, then you need to put on the garment of praise. Tell somebody the garment of praise. Touch somebody and say the garment of praise. The aspect of putting on means that it's a decision you must take. You don't need anybody to make you praise him. Put it on. 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 Tap somebody and say, put it on. Because you see. There was in the book of Luke, the gospel according to Saint Luke. There was a parable Jesus gave concerning a man who organized a party and then asked his servant to go and invite everybody to come, anybody they find. But then the party was supposed to be accorded with a particular garment. Say a particular garment. And there's this gentleman who came to the party. This gentleman came to the party and said, Charlie, as for this party, Minya Oxford Buddha. Charlie, you go be you. As for this party, I'll wear jeans. Charlie, as for this party, dear, Charlie, me more time. Martin said, Minya straight dress me a short kakra. A short kakra. Let me have a high heel, let me transfer. As for this party there. Meanwhile, Tadi was supposed to come with a particular garment. And this gentleman decided that I'll go with her. I'll go with her. Anything. Anything. I'll go with her. Tell somebody I'll go with her. That is the kind of people when they come to church and then we're praising. Sing praise. Sing praise. Come on. Oh, sing praise. Oh, sing praise. Oh, they pray. Come on, come on. Give me the words. Give me the songs of the words. The words of the song. Come on.
Sing praise. Sing praise.
Oh,
forever God is faithful.
Oh,
forever God is strong.
Forever,
forever God is with us.
Oh,
forever and ever.
Good. As such a powerful song is moving on. Hey, today I was so blessed. I mean, I was so blessed with the word, the praise, and my spirit was so active, and I was moving up and down, and my heart was and you turn your eyes and you see somebody without a garment. We don't need to cry. At least let everything within you. We need to cry. At least you can hear a tune. You can hear a beat. At least move yourself. Sing, pray. Come on. Oh, sing. We don't need to cry. What's on? What's on?
Sing, pray.
Come on. Pray.
Sing, pray.
Is blessed. Oh dear, you don't know how to sing the song, but you are hearing a sound, a beat, and because you have put on the right garment of praise, it automatically comes. Your body moves, you begin to dance, but because you didn't bring your garment of praise, such a song. Haven't you seen people when we are praising God, they feel like sitting down? They feel like sitting down because the environment is closed to them. They are so tight within. Not even a tapping. And you might have to say, see, we'll be to one of them, or human toe. Or human toe is a colico. Colico, colico. Somebody and say, hey! Is this song not powerful? We come to praise God. Sing praise. Look at them, those without garment.
Sing praise.
Come on, sing praise.
Sing praise.
Come on.
Sing praise.
Forever, forever
God is faithful. God is strong.
Forever
God is with us.
Oh, forever and ever. Oh, forever and ever. Aye. 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 So this gentleman who didn't come to the party with the right garment, the Bible says that he, I like the way the tree put it. Are you? What are you doing here? But remember, he was invited. He was part of those who were what? But he came with a wrong garment. And because of that, he was driven out. He was driven out. He was driven out. So, invariably, automatically, when you come and you don't put your garment of praise, you are driven from the sight of God. Not in the church. The church, nobody can sack you. But in God's presence, you are driven out. That is why you don't joke with your praise and your thanksgiving. Not only in church, everywhere. Put your garment of praise. Let me end here. Come on, give him praise.
Sing praise.
Be on your feet. Come on.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Let's put everything into praise. Praise Him.
Oh, forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong.
Forever
God is with us. Forever.
His love endures forever. Come on.
His love endures forever.
His love endures forever.
His love endures
forever.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
His love.
His love endures forever.
For He is good, He is above all things.
His love endures forever.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise. Sing praise.
With a mighty hand. An outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
By the grace of God that's been reborn.
His love endures forever.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Together.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong.
Come on, sing it.
Forever God is with us.
Oh,
forever and ever.
Forever.
Forever God is faithful.
Forever God is strong.
Forever God is strong.
Forever God is with us.
Forever God is with us.
Forever.
Oh, forever
and ever.
And ever.
Forever.
Forever God is faithful.
Hey.
Forever God is strong.
Forever.
Forever God is with us. Forever and ever.
His love.
His love endures forever.
His love.
His love endures forever.
His love endures.
His love endures forever.
His love endures.
His love endures forever.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Forever God is with us.
From your heart.
God is with us forever and ever. Forever God is faithful.
Forever God is
strong. Forever God is strong.
Forever God is
forever.
Come on, shout it
yes.
Now, when you put on your garment of praise, you put on the presence of God. That is simple food. Anytime you put on your garment of praise, you put on the presence of God. Which one do you want? And I love this song because it is directly from the word. It's a scripture. It's in Psalms. His love endures forever. Many times the psalmist talked about it. Are you with me? These days you don't get songs like these. You don't get songs. I call you in Samamo any Mogo. When you pick a yana, that's when you go to theologically. Tell somebody theologically. It doesn't make sense. And so I don't blame him. That is the only song out twice like there's a revival. Hey!
Sing praise.
Come on.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise.
Sing praise. God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.